Today on the show, we're going to be taking up two topics. First, the raging politics over Delhi's water crisis as Delhiites suffer the heat wave and dry taps. We need and deserve a long-term solution rather than the scoring of political brownie points. Who is to blame? That's coming up ahead. Then at 9:30, a China resident admits to stealing Tesla trade secrets and selling them in China. A close look at the intellectual property theft, as the US says economic espionage from China is one of their big threats to security. Well, up first, let's take a look at the developments in Delhi. And it was another day of politics dominating Delhi's water crisis as both the Congress and BJP took to the streets with a Matka Phodo protest over what they allege was the mismanagement by the Aam Aadmi Party government that has led to the capital facing this prolonged crisis, even as Delhi is hit by another heat wave. Now, the Aam Aadmi Party government has appealed once again to Himachal and Haryana to allow water to reach the capital, while Himachal, the chief minister has said they will be releasing that water. An official from Delhi will go to Chandigarh tomorrow to coordinate. But even as the netas bicker, it's the people who are suffering and there needs to be a long-term solution.
High drama on the streets of the national capital as BJP and Congress both held Matka Phodo protest over the current water crisis. BJP protesters marched with matkas to Water Minister Atishi's constituency office in Kalkaji and accused the government of mismanagement.
इन्होंने जल तो दे दिया फ्री लेकिन 10 साल से पाइप्स की मेंटेनेंस नहीं करी जहां पे 15-20% अगर आप वाटर का जो वेस्टेज देखेंगे जो बड़ी पाइप से जो जल गई हैं कट गई हैं पूरी की पूरी रस्ट हो गई है अगर 20% पानी यहां वेस्ट हो रहा है तो आप समझ सकते हैं कि जो पानी दिल्ली जनता को मिलना चाहिए वो वेस्ट हो रहा है इनकी नॉन मैनेजमेंट के कारण इनकी मेंटेनेंस की जो इश्यूज है उसके कारण
This was Congress' first protest against the Aam Aadmi Party since they came together for the Lok Sabha polls in Delhi.
पिछले काफी समय से हम दिल्ली की सरकार और केंद्र सरकार को ये आगाह करते रहे हैं कि जैसे जैसे गर्मी बढ़ेगी पानी की समस्याएं बढ़ेंगी तो हमने ये फैसला किया कि दिल्ली के सभी 280 ब्लॉक्स में कांग्रेस पार्टी मटका वोट प्रदर्शन करेगी और इस सोती हुई सरकार को जगाने का काम करेगी
Meanwhile, in yet another U-turn, Himachal has agreed to release water for Delhi.
मेरी आज सुबह हिमाचल प्रदेश के मुख्यमंत्री सुखविंदर सुक्खू जी से बात भी हुई है उन्होंने भी अश्योरेंस दिया है कि जो हिमाचल प्रदेश से सपोर्ट की जरूरत है जो उनसे कागजात की जरूरत है जो इंफॉर्मेशन की जरूरत है वो जल्द से जल्द अपर यमुना रिवर बोर्ड को प्रोवाइड की जाएगी
हिमाचल के पास जितना भी पानी है अपने राज्य की जरूरत को छोड़कर हम सारा पानी चाहे दिल्ली है चाहे कोई और राज्य हम उनको देने के लिए तैयार है जैसे कि पानी ने आना है तो हरियाणा से होकर आना है फिर वो दिल्ली पहुंचेगा तो वो हरियाणा गवर्नमेंट से दिल्ली को सहमति बनानी है हमें कोई हिच नहीं है
Aam Aadmi Party led Delhi government has now asked for an urgent intervention from the centre, calling the situation in Delhi grave. But the bigger question remains that when will the stakeholders come together to give a permanent solution to the aggrieved residents here? Now in Delhi with camera person Prem Singh, this is Ishika Verma for NDTV.
All right, so a massive problem facing the nation's capital. To talk more about this, we're now joined by Professor Anjal Prakash, Professor Indian School of Business and Water and Climate Expert. Also, Dr. Onika Mehrotra, Spokesperson of the Congress Party, Nioma Gupta, Spokesperson of the BJP, and Anmol Pawar, Spokesperson of the Aam Aadmi Party. And Anmol, I'd like to start with you. Allegations of mismanagement and of shoddy maintenance of pipes, etc., being leveled by the opposition. Now, you're sending an official to Chandigarh to help with the coordination. But allegations that AAP is simply, blaming it on Haryana and on Himachal Pradesh, the water crisis that Delhiites are suffering.
Gargi ji, Delhi being in a semi-arid zone primarily depends on the neighboring state to fulfill 90% of its water requirements for its residents. And because Delhi has witnessed an unprecedented heat wave, which has resulted in severe shortage of water. And I believe that all the governments must prioritize finding solutions rather than engaging in accusations. The governments must work collaboratively, and regardless of political affiliations, they must ensure that the citizens of Delhi must not suffer, and the Haryana government must release water. This MOU was signed exactly 30 years back on May 12, 1994. Between the co-basin states of Delhi, including Haryana, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, and Himachal Pradesh. And at that time, 30 years ago, the population of Delhi was 1 crore. Now it is more than 2 crore. Haryana, which has a population of 3 crore, receives 3,000 cusecs of water, while Delhi only receives 1,100 cusecs of water. So we have made a humanitarian request through the Upper Yamuna Canal Board to the Haryana government to release water to Delhi.
All right. Nyoma Gupta, as the AAP is saying that, it is the national capital. It should be above all partisan politics. And right now, the need of the hour is to ensure water is provided to the people of Delhi rather than, the LG also criticizing the AAP government, the BJP carrying out these protests.
So, hi, Gargi. Every year for the past 10 years, whether it is electricity, roads, transport, anything, the Aam Aadmi Party has shown us that it is an absolute undisputed champion of avoiding responsibility, because the entire city knows by now that Mr. Kejriwal government just cannot run the city. I'm not accusing them of being angry. I'm just merely stating a fact. I don't want to waste time much with these sporadic points here and there, but I want to just tell you three or four of my arguments about water availability, Delhi Jal Board, and the inefficiency of water. The Delhi government is currently getting reasonably enough amount of water. There is gross mismanagement which is causing the wastage. In fact, yesterday, Delhi Water Minister Ms. Adishi admitted that there's hardly a 0.5 to 7% shortfall in drinking water. So I actually want to know from AAP that why are you not fixing the local issues like the leakages? For almost, in fact, 10 days, a huge water pipe near the BRT corridor near GK was leaking, resulting in lakhs of liters of water being wasted. It was only after we raised this issue that action was taken. In fact, just today, there was a reputed news channel that broke the story about how many people in Budnagar were forced to pay 30,000 rupees to get private illegal water connections. But the best part, that these connections were all given by the Delhi Jal Board pipes. So the question is, if illegal water connections are possible, why can't they do this legally in black or white? Why is there illegal trade in the resources, which is a fundamental right of the citizens? Water was promised by the government. Also, Adishi ji, are you trying to tell me that this illegal connection racketeering is happening without the knowledge of the AAP councillors or the MLAs? Okay, let's go a step forward. The Delhi Jal Board is currently in terrible state of losses. I think there's debts of millions and millions of crores. What are you guys doing about this? This
all right, so you
on
know,
one...
lot of allegations regarding the mismanagement, the wastage,
not just the mismanagement, Gargi. It's a lot more than that. You constantly hear the war cry, and then when the spindle is on your head, you try to take action and do a blame game. How much victimization can you play? You are responsible for the capital of this country. And then you go and start blaming the neighboring states. You have the MCD under you. You have been in power for 10 years. And you are saying there's a water crisis in India? It's a state of emergency, to say the least.
Well, the Supreme Court has said it's an existential, challenge that is being faced by Delhiites, given there's no drinking water for so many. Anmol Pawar, your response to what Nyoma has said?
I think the BJP must revisit that MOU which was signed, which very categorically says that when the availability of water is less, then it should, then the water availability of Delhi must be met first, and then the other states who are part of that agreement must be shared the remaining water. Please, I didn't interrupt you. Please allow me to complete.
Sorry.
And as far as leakage is concerned, the Delhi government has initiated leakage and detection cell, which has ensured that in last 10 years, 3,500 kilometers of old and leaked pipelines have been replaced. That is around 437 kilometers per year. And in last 6 months, 2,000 leakages have been fixed. And the figure is that 78 kilometers leakages only in 2023-24 till September 2023 have been fixed. We are working on all fronts. In Delhi, presently 93% of households receive water from pipelines. In last 10 years, 9,35,000 households received water for the first time through pipelines. So other measures are also
all right,
being taken.
Let me get Anika Mehrotra now that, here. And Anika, Congress and AAP are back to being, you know, political rivals. And today we saw the protest carried out by the Congress workers on the street. Your comments on this crisis, and the fact is that we need everyone to work together. Yes, if 30 years ago there was this agreement that was signed, well, it needs a relook. And it, after all, it is the national capital. We can't have this sort of crisis of drinking water for the people here.
Gargi, it's not the question of rivalry. It's a question of the rights of the citizen of the state, of the capital of this country. So I think a stitch in time saves nine. A prevention is better than cure. So you should have been prepared. Looking at the heat wave and stuff like that, you know, these are preparations which any government should have taken. Every time you can't rely on your neighboring states. But having said that, you know, in the past 10 years, we have always seen the center and the state, the Delhi and the center, all of them having a clash. And hence, the people of Delhi are suffering. I think they should put aside this rivalry, if they have any, but take a step forward in totality to give relief to the people of Delhi. You see, this bickering is going on for the last 10 years. Each one blames the other. And the end product is that Delhi is suffering. You should have more rainwater harvesting. You should work on how to, you know, ensure there's less leakage. We've been talking about it. But what happens? Every time the fire breaks out, oh yeah, fire certificate starts, you know, hustle and bustle. Now there's water shortage.
Gargiji, can I respond?
So you should.
I also want to ask Anika Mehrotra, what about the U-turn by the Himachal government? You know, first they said they would release the water for Delhi after the Supreme Court ordered it. Then they did a U-turn and told the Supreme Court they didn't have any surplus water. And now again, thankfully, after State Minister Atishi spoke to the Chief Minister Sukhu, now he has said they will be releasing water. But what was this, you know, back and forth?
No, the question was, obviously, everywhere in the country, you have seen the heat wave. Obviously, every state will be concerned over its own citizens first, and then ensure whether they have any surplus to provide accordingly. Despite that, you see, at least, Himachal government is taking a step forward. It will see that, you know, some respite is given to citizens of Delhi also. So at least a step forward has been taken. But what about Haryana? So I think, yes, the neighboring state should pitch in. There's no two ways about it. But the utmost priority is of the CM or the person handling to ensure that these crises don't erupt. This is not one fine day that you wake up, oh, heat wave, and there's no water around. You need to ensure.
Speaking of the Chief Minister is currently in jail, and that is also something AAP says that,
exactly,
you know, it is motivated, is what AAP has claimed, and the Chief Minister and former top ministers, deputy chief minister, all sitting in jail currently, Nyoma Gupta. And yes, so perhaps that's the reason this crisis has been compounded.
You know, Gargi,
can I respond, Gargi?
When Diwali
just
hits,
a quick response from Nyoma, and then I'll come to you on Mol Pawar.
Yeah. When Diwali hits, they remember the pollution. Their winter action plan is never thought and sought out before that. There is a summer action plan. You know, the heat wave was a global warning. It wasn't just centralized to India. It's a global concept. If you are a well-versed government, if you are educated in your fields of portfolio and not just doing scams, perhaps you can focus on the science of problems which is happening and take charge. In fact, a small thing which I would like to, highlight at this juncture is their ex-ally, who is a matter of convenience, the Congress party, you know, to complete political opportunists all. In fact, they wrote a letter on 13 June to the Central Vigilance Commissioner requesting them to order an inquiry of 17,000 crores scam at the Delhi Jal Board. They said that despite substantial investments...
What were you doing? Ma'am, what were you doing? What were you doing? If it was happening, you should have also taken a step forward, ma'am. Pointing in others, very convenient.
Ma'am.
No, what are you doing? Having a blind eye. Having a blind eye. Just waiting for the opportunity for the LG, to the LG fighting with the chief minister. Why didn't you come forward with it? If you think this was happening, why were you silent? Were you a part of it? Were you part of it? That you were very completely quiet about it.
Complete.
Come on, ma'am. Speak sense. Speak sense.
The Delhi
we were vigilant. We were vigilant. Irrespective of the lies. If anything is going wrong.
I'm going to step in here. Professor Prakash has also been waiting very patiently. Anmol Pawar, quickly make your point, and then Professor, I'm going to come to you about the long-term solution, because this politics will continue, but we need a long-term solution. This is the national capital. Yes, Anmol Pawar, quickly.
Gargiji, questions were raised about what has the Delhi government done to increase the capacity. I must put it straight that the capacity of water has increased from 805 million gallons per day to 1,005 million gallons per day. That is an increase of 18%. The Congress spokesperson raised question about rainwater harvesting. The Delhi government has mandated installation of rainwater harvesting in all the premises. In fact, out of the 9,688 government premises, 7,121 government premises have rainwater harvesting. We are giving 10% rebate to the citizens of Delhi who are implementing this in their house. And also a penalty of 1.5% if they cause any delay. So we have done a lot to augment the water resources. In fact, we are working on building more than 64 artificial lakes. More than 35 have been built in 24
hours.
When?
10 years on the...
But it has been 10 years, so this needs to be done on more footing. You know, rainwater harvesting. I know here at NDTV, we've done a lot to create awareness around this. But Anmol Pawar, you know, a lot more needs to be done so that we don't face these, you know, visuals that we've been seeing of people, you know, chasing the water tankers, going desperately with their buckets. It's very unfortunate to see.
Gargiji, out of 15,738 kilometers of pipeline, we have installed 5,200 kilometers of pipeline in unauthorized colonies and 2,100 kilometers of water pipeline in rural areas.
You have to control the water mafia. And
what the BJP and Congress spokesperson don't know about is that they are saying that 58% of non-revenue water, which they are considering as leakage. That is not leakage. That is not leakage, Ms. Gargiji.
I want to get in Professor Prakash here. Just give me a moment. We'll come back to this. But, you know, Professor Anjan Prakash, you've been listening to all, you know, the bickering and the finger pointing and what was not done, what has been done so far. But end of the day, this is the national capital. This should lead the way in terms of, you know, having adequate supplies for the citizens, having a well thought out way of how we're going to be providing water. So what do you see as the, you know, major issues right now beyond, you know, all this politicking and mudslinging against one another? What is the issue that Delhi is facing?
Yeah, thanks, Gargi. And I'm the only non-political person here. So let me just put the point from the people's perspective. You know, in the entire political harakiri, which is going on this moment, the brainwave, this is the third year in the row that I'm on this panel in June discussing the same issues. So that's obviously the problem has not been solved for the many people. And then you and I and all the panelists here will not be facing this problem. It's the poor people, it's the bottom 30 to 40% of people who are staying in Jilbil Nagar, who are staying in Sangam Bihar, are the one who are at the receiving end. So for the sake of those people, and these are the people who vote for you, each one of you, and I'm saying all the political parties that are present here, representative here, these are the people who are at the receiving end. Please, for that sake, at least just sit together and solve this problem so the next year we don't come back and discuss the same problem here. That's number one. The second part is that we understand it's true that 80-90% of the water comes from other neighboring states. This is not the new thing. It's coming from last 50, 60, 70 years, right? We know that the water, the climate models are telling us that there is going to be much more severe summer in the years to come. So this is something which is a known fact. IPCC report, has last year itself has warned us that this is going to happen for all the cities. And I've been part of the cities report. This is happening there. This is the known fact. What is, problematic here is the lack of empathy for the people. You know, it's a failure of governance. at the core of it. I would suggest, you know, the Aam Aadmi Party representative, and my humble submission to all the political parties. One is first to bring out a white paper. Let's just have this as a kind of baseline to understand the next year we don't come back and talk about the same issue. See, Delhi, about 58% of there's a water which is non-revenue water. That means you cannot account this water for. And this is something which is the highest in the South Asia. And that shows that, you know, you have to fix the problem. We have not invested in the infrastructure. We have not fixed the problem. And then we are also not have the political acumen to even talk to the neighboring states.
Right, a very important point you made there, that we need a white paper. Everyone must get on board to face this challenge. Also, Professor Prakash, is there any way to reduce our dependence? We do have the Yamuna. A lot has been said about the pollution in the Yamuna. But what other methods do you suggest that we can work on? You know, Anmol Pawar spoke about, you know, the lakes, etc. in Delhi, but rainwater harvesting. So what would you see as a way that we can think in long term to make ourselves more, that we don't need to depend on the state, self-reliant?
Yeah. So a couple of years before, during the Jayalalitha's, G's time in Chennai, had faced very similar issues. And they had done very strong measures for, allowing people to have rainwater harvest structure. They have given incentives, not the disincentive, incentive for people to do rainwater harvest structures. Cape Town, for example, so many case studies which actually shows in real time how efficiency measures can actually help to reduce, the water wastage and conserve the water. Whatever water Delhi is getting at this moment, and 60% of the water gets leaked out, that means there's problem in the system. You have to fix the system. My submission actually to have a white paper. I'm ready to contribute to this whole process. Just call me and then we'll all sit together, make a white paper so that we'll understand where the problem lies. And then you take long-term steps, and it can also be an all-party process so that, tomorrow we don't come and sit together and talk to each other and talk at each other. It's a failure of governance, that is what I must say, and all parties who are involved in this are responsible for this.
Right, because all parties have, ruled Delhi at some point, and this is a, long-term thing. It required thought, long time ago, so that we don't reach this stage. You spoke about, the Chennai and Tamil Nadu example, and I remember visiting Chennai, many years ago when Jayalalitha, was no longer chief minister, but everybody spoke about this measure that she had taken and how it had changed Chennai. And, parties come, parties go, but she took a step that actually benefited the people. So that is what we need, rather than, this blame game and bickering. So clearly, as Professor says, we need to have a long-term solution so that every June we're not harassing you, Professor, to come on to our news shows and talk about it. Anmol Pawar, your comments on this. We're reaching the end of this discussion, but I want to get quick points from everyone. First to you. Actually, maybe Anmol, I'll come to you last. Nyoma Gupta, first to you.
Yeah, I really, appreciate Professor Prakash's sentiment and also his practical thing. And I think the Delhi government should immediately take charge with such a scientific perspective to it. Lastly, I just want to ask Mr. Pawar that he's feeling, he's going on. He gave us his list of achievements in the previous few minutes.
Yes.
If his achievements are causing so much failure in crisis, I really don't know what is the purpose of any of the achievements he mentioned. I think they really need to have a long yard to walk before they talk about anything they've done.
All right, Onega Mehrotra, your comments, and really this is an issue that needs, all parties to come. Delhi should be beyond this partisan politics. It is the national capital, and we need to, we're always talking about, in the winter we'll talk about air pollution, in the summer months we'll talk about this water crisis. It's something that needs a long-term solution and for everyone to come together.
Yes, Gargi, and I started by saying prevention is better than cure. And definitely a white paper should be there. And all parties will cooperate. But this first step has to be taken by the government who's running the show. And not just fight with the elected governor or anybody else and ruin the whole atmosphere. The atmosphere has to be congenial so that the low starter who's struggling to get water should not face this issue year after year.
No, I agreed. We saw the kind of protest. The first big act that Congress has done after, parting ways with the AAP is hold this
matka
protest.
They're not waking up.
Okay, finally, Anmol Pawar, lots of issues have been talked about, water wastage, also this, the tanker mafia is something that's really come into focus. That's something that the Supreme Court has also spoken on. NDTV itself, we went to, the Munak Canal, and our reporters saw a tanker there just filling water from the canal. This is the canal that provides water from Haryana to Delhi, and there are only certain spots you're allowed to fill from, but this, tanker was there filling right in the middle of the road.
Gargiji, first of all, I would like to correct Professor Anjalji. He said that 60% of water is being leaked. Mr. Anjal, if 60% would have been leaked, then it would have created a flood-like situation in Delhi. It is the non-revenue water which is not billed. It is available for utilization. Secondly, as far as tanker mafia is concerned, Gargiji, 93% of households receive water through pipeline, and there are some areas where there are operational difficulties in laying down the pipelines on which the Delhi Jal Board is presently working. So tankers are required for that. The Honorable Minister wrote in March and April several times to the Lieutenant Governor that why the tankers, which were by the DJB, the number of tankers have been reduced from 1,200 to 888 in last 6 months. And as far as tanker mafias are concerned, it is on the Haryana side, on which the Delhi Jal Board lacks jurisdiction. That has been very specifically stated in the affidavit filed by the Delhi government before the Honorable Supreme Court. So it is for the Haryana government to explain that why are they not taking any action against the tanker mafias. And ultimately, when there's such a crisis, when the people are in distress, then our focus must shift from these political rivalries to humanitarian efforts. Rather than politicizing this issue,
right,
collaboratively, Gandhi, all the governments like must work and ensure that the Delhi people must not face such crises.
No, absolutely. And the final like word to you, Professor Prakash, and I agree with, the point that you made earlier that it's maybe not so many of the people who are watching this show right now who are feeling this pinch, who are feeling this crisis of the of water shortage. But yes, it is the poorest, it's the lowest strata that is feeling this crisis right now. And, for the sake of them and for the sake of, preventing these scenes. Yes, go ahead, Professor Prakash.
Just one point. No, so Anmolji, what I also said that is about non-revenue water only. That means the government doesn't have an account of where this water is going. And that definitely, and my work, in Hyderabad also showed similar thing, that tanker mafia do take away water. And there has been definitely, a lot of political, rent seeking, which is important here. What I suggest is that, these are not your versus but mine. Let's go for a white paper. Why don't you bring out a white paper and exactly. Just tell us that it is a status. We will all go and contribute to that process. Then tomorrow you don't have to be, telling us these figures. We will all know what the figures will be and what you have done. So let's just discuss that. Why don't you commit to that?
All right. Well, that is the long-term, thought. But right now we need a resolution to this crisis. Hopefully tomorrow, AAP is sending an official to Chandigarh to help with the coordination. And hopefully, this crisis can be resolved for the poorest. But yes, a lot of thought needs to be given as to what are the long-term solutions. I'll have to leave it there. Thank you so much all for joining us on the program. Well, with that, we'll slip...